It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Thanks for joining us today. My name's Casey Miller, and you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We do this every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We talk about news, events, and people all related to Lincoln County government. Of course, another annual event coming up, Chocolate Classics, put on by RSVP. Tamara Rosser, the program manager for RSVP, is here.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Tamara. Great event, and we want to tell you all about it. And, of course, it's all about supporting RSVP of Lincoln County, which is a great program, and we need to highlight that today. And before we jump into that, I did want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage and talk about flu shots real briefly. There's a hyperlink there. Remember, flu shots are available by appointment Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Nye Street Clinic. A phone number is there. That's 265-4112. And remember, if you're unable to access public health here at Lincoln County, there are also other ways to get your flu shots in Lincoln City at Safeway, also in Newport at Fred Meyer. So be aware of those locations and the availability of flu shots through Lincoln County. Also, Dogami has been releasing new tsunami inundation maps for Lincoln County. We've got a hyperlink there for you on county's homepage. And so far, north and south Newport, the new maps are available now. That link will get you to them there. And definitely, these inundation zones have changed. We have new parameters for distant tsunamis and the Cascadia subduction zone, a more intense tsunamis available. There's two shadings there to describe the different elevations. So please take a look at those, think about it, and find out if you're in one. The maps will continue to unfold throughout all of Lincoln County through March. We expect them to be done. So forthcoming. Anyways, let's get on with the program. We're talking to Tamara Rosser, RSVP of Lincoln County. It's great to have you back on the program. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
How are things going?
Great. I just have my brain filled with chocolate. So, you know, what could be better on a sunny Oregon coast?
I know why you're working out so hard these days.
Exactly.
Because Chocolate Classics is coming up. And really, this is, if I recall correctly, is this like a 25-year-old event?
Oh, only 22.
Only 22.
Only 22 years.
That's pretty impressive, really.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it just shows the great support from the community that we receive and how many chocolate lovers we really have out there.
Yeah, and good chocolate.
And good chocolate. We're going to have 12 different chocolate tasties there, and a couple of them are going to be savory this year, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's interesting, some of the experimentation that seems like you never would have thought could be possible.
And yet it's delicious.
Yeah, good results. Well, you'll have to highlight what folks are going to experience. Maybe at the front end of the program here, we just want to say it is this Saturday.
It is this Saturday, okay. 7 o'clock at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Okay, so RSVP of Lincoln County, it seems like it's really easy just to get the tickets online if you want to.
You can get the tickets online. And we have it set up through PayPal, so you just go, and you don't even have to have a PayPal account. Casey, you probably know more about it than I do, but yeah. And it just generates a ticket for you, and it'll be waiting for you at will call. Or you can purchase them at Newport Bay Candle Company, TLC, Federal Credit Union. You can go purchase them at the night of the event, Oregon Coast Aquarium, at the hospital, Washington Federal in Walport. So all you do is got to take a look around, and you'll find something.
And is there any sense that it might sell out, or are you in
a
pretty good capacity?
No, that's one great thing about the aquarium is, you know, you can fit, you know, 500-plus people in there, and you're not going to feel too crowded in there. So, and the chocolatiers are always really great about bringing lots of chocolate.
So if you think about it last minute, even on Saturday, don't hesitate. Go to the aquarium.
And it's still reasonable, you know, $30 a ticket or two for $50. Mm-hmm. Prices haven't raised that much. We'd rather have more people enjoying the event than, you know, pricing us out of the water. But there is a great silent auction there that night. We've got two live musical groups playing. You can walk the red carpet. You can get your picture taken with a green screen. So
neat.
Just going to be a lot of fun.
So remember, Chocolate Classics at the Aquarium, 7 p.m. Saturday.
Saturday.
We're talking to Tamara Rosser of RSVP. Please stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk about RSVP and where your efforts or your contributions to the Chocolate Classics will go to help in our community. So stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
The next performances of the Newport Symphony Orchestra are Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Music director and conductor Adam Flatt has selected great Italian opera overtures and arias from Rossini, Verdi, and Puccini, among others, for the first performance of the new year by our terrific orchestra. Maestro Flatt has also succeeded in persuading a very successful international tenor who has appeared in opera houses on three continents to come to the Oregon coast to sing with our symphony. Dominique Morales was raised in Portland and on the Oregon coast and debuted as a boy soprano with the Portland Opera at age 10. Now, for the first time as a quite handsome adult with a magnificent voice, he returns to his roots to sing with the Newport Symphony. Ladies and gentlemen, there are still tickets available for both performances. Contact the box office at the Performing Arts Center.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks, and welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller from Lincoln County, and with us is Tamara Rosser. She's a program manager for RSVP of Lincoln County. That website is rsvpoflincolncounty.org. .org. It's the .org. You can get your tickets there for Chocolate Classics or, of course, learn more about what RSVP does. And let's talk about that. For 22 years, this program's been bringing a lot of needed revenue.
For 22 years, the Chocolate Classics. Yeah. But RSVP started in Lincoln County in 1972, April 1st.
Oh, okay.
So we've been around for about 40 years, almost 41 years
but I mean,
now.
The entire time of Chocolate Classics has been going to RSVP.
Yes.
It has. So it's been your primary fundraiser?
It's been the primary fundraiser. We, we're here because of grants and donations and Chocolate Classics. So, I always think that there's never a better reason to indulge than coming to the Chocolate Classics. Mm-hmm. But, and we're all about, RSVP, seniors serving seniors out in the community. Community. And what can we do to keep seniors living safely and independently and hopefully in their own homes for as long as possible?
One of the great stories, you've got a lot of great stories, but I love hearing you talking about how important it is, for example, like the Friendly Visitor Program.
Right.
And how much is that a part of what RSVP does, Tamara? I mean, you've got more than just that, though.
We do. So, one of my favorite programs is the Friendly Visitor Program, and it doesn't take a lot of money to run it, but it does take, money to run it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite people that we help out, her name is Gladys, and she's going to be there Saturday night. She's 99 years old.
Wow.
And she has lived in her house on the Sluts Bay for 47 years now. 99. Still lives by herself. As a matter of fact, she helps somebody else. With pay their bills every month. She's as sharp as a tack. She stopped driving a few years ago, and so we connected her with Carol, one of our volunteers, and they go to exercise class like 3 days a week. And, Gladys doesn't drive anymore, but, because of Carol, she can remain in her own home.
Yeah.
I just think about what it would be like if I could just have somebody just to do a little bit extra for me to be safe and in my own home and check up on me. And her daughter lives out in Michigan, and her daughter is as happy as can be. And Carol and Gladys have just formed a great relationship. And it's stories like that. But our friendly visitor program goes a little bit more than that. Like, we have a volunteer that we connected to somebody just to walk their dog every day because this lady can't walk anymore very far. And so, you know, the volunteer will come in and take the dog for a walk. You know, what would you do? I mean, that dog is her family. It's her baby. You know, another volunteer just picks up the mail. These are all little things, but yet they lead to somebody still being able to stay in their own home. You know, we have the grab bar program where we purchase durable medical goods to prevent falls in the house. Last year, we spent, you know, over $10,000 on the program just to prevent falls. And, you know, we talked to about 75-80% of the people, and nobody had fallen. Casey, you've heard the stories. You fall down.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're not going back to your house. So what can we do to prevent it? That's sort of where we go, what can we do? You know, we have a small transportation program that just transports people to their medical appointments. You know, you hear the stories is, you know, you call the ambulance, you go to the hospital in the middle of the night, you really don't have any family around. And they're like, well, we're not going to admit you. It's not quite serious enough to admit you, but we're going to go ahead and release you. Well, at that point in time, you got to call a taxi to take you home because you might not have the family here. So we're all about getting people to the doctor's appointments early on, regularly, so they can avoid the trips to the ER and the waiting there in the ambulance. You know, and then another huge thing we do is we help people understand Medicare and understand what their benefits are and help them apply for extra assistance if they need it through, you know, Medicaid or low-income subsidy or just through prescription assistance with, you know, applications for free or reduced drugs online. Mm-hmm. You know, if we didn't have volunteers to do that, I'm not quite sure where these people would turn to. I know their bills would be a lot higher if they didn't pick the right, you know, Medicare plan. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a study done, and they say that each time somebody comes in and visits with one of our SHIBA counselors, they save the average person $1,800 a year. Casey, what would you do for an extra $1,800 a year? I mean, I just think about what that money can do in my pocket, especially when you get to be on a limited income.
Right.
And, you know, it's just helping people and seniors making smart choices and me thinking, what can we do? And my advisor council, what can we do to help the people like Gladys stay in their own homes or to give a little bit of a benefit? And let's do it. And it's because of the volunteers that we've been so successful.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Tamara Rosser. She's the program manager of RSVP of Lincoln County. When we come back, we'll talk about how you can volunteer, talk some more about their programs and the upcoming Chocolate Classics on this Saturday. So please stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
The fluorescent bulb, as we've known it for many years, is almost a thing of the past. Today, Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City says light up the home and office and save money and our nation's energy. A five-pack of Ace CFL bulbs, just $5.99. Each bulb with an average life of 8,000 hours. It may be the last time you'll replace many of the bulbs that light up your life. Mills Ace Hardware, two stores in Lincoln City to serve you. Ace really is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Locally owned Factory Mattress Outlet, a business that you've trusted for the last 12 years. Factory Mattress features the Sealy brand, Sealy Posturepedic, Embody by Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Sealy manufactures its mattresses here in the USA, so you can be sure that your next mattress will have the comfort, quality, and durability you'd expect from a U.S.-produced product. Mattresses, furniture, futons, vacuums, and sewing machines. Factory Mattress Outlet and Lincoln Sew & Vac. Highway 20, Newport.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna.
But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections. On the program, Tamara Rosser, RSVP of Lincoln County. We've had you on the program before. Of course, Chocolate Classics coming up this weekend. It's a really good chance for us to highlight what you're doing in Lincoln
yeah.
County, and then a great event people can participate in, and of course, provide resources and dollars for RSVP of Lincoln County. Tamara, you just sort of gave us a scenario of Gladys and our aging population mm-hmm. and the needs they have. How it just can and take a little bit in some cases to give somebody that extra room, that breathing room to stay at home and have quality of life. But what about these volunteers? If somebody's interested, how do they get started? What do they do?
You know, they can just call our office and... RSVP of Lincoln County, we're really, all about volunteers. We've got over 400 active volunteers throughout Lincoln County. Those are our signature programs that we run. But volunteers volunteer everywhere. They volunteer at the hospital, the aquarium, the science center. So if you think that you've got 4 hours a month, or, if you want to volunteer, 5 days a year, or however it is, we can work volunteering into your schedule. Just let us know what it is, and if you don't quite know where you want to volunteer, contact us and we'll discuss opportunities with you, and just give you options, because it's really a family atmosphere that we try and provide to people, and just to include them. And people, it's funny, the volunteers are like, one of them is, I just volunteer. What do you mean you just volunteer? You just passed out, 5,000 pounds of food last month to people in Lincoln mm-hmm. County who need to be fed. You just volunteer. Oh, I just volunteer. What do you mean you just volunteer? You just educated somebody on Lincoln County and the, ecology of it and, how to protect our environment. So people might not think they're doing much, but they're doing a huge amount out there in Lincoln County to provide services. Last year, our volunteers did over 70,000 hours of service. That's over a $1.5 million value to Lincoln County, all for a budget for about $105,000 a year, Casey. That's
incredible.
Amazing to me.
Tamara, now is RSVP acting as a liaison for other programs? I mean, I know
we
you did
do.
Project Homeless Connect.
We organized the volunteers for Project Homeless Connect, which is a great, huge event. We do sometimes. We can do, I'm a certified volunteer manager training. Last year or 2 years ago, I trained all of the managers for Lincoln County Food Shares. And help them receive their volunteer management certificate.
But to clarify, you're not necessarily an agency, though, that is training volunteers for
no.
private businesses, for
no.
example.
No. Everywhere our volunteers serve are nonprofits. They have to be a nonprofit or the schools or something. So, no, they have to. And our main focus is, serving our seniors in Lincoln County.
So you're a great sort of match program.
We are. We're matchmakers.
People.
Matchmakers without the wedding or dating part of it.
Yes. Well, for folks that want to get involved, is there anything like background checks that
we
you
do? Of course. We don't discriminate against anybody from volunteering. If you are going to serve with a vulnerable population, you're going to go through the background checks. You're going to go through some HIPAA training. If you're going to help us with Medicare, you're going to go and complete 12 modules online. You're going to do 10 hours of mentoring. You're going to do a continuing 12 credits a year. And so there is training involved. There is background checks involved. However, we've got volunteers that, don't have a stellar background. I can think about one volunteer. She went to Berkeley, 50 years ago. She was in Berkeley and got
UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a few things on her record. And, You know, she can't pass it to deal with a vulnerable population anymore, but yet she can still volunteer. We have a place for everybody out there, regardless of what your background is. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, not graduated high school, you know, we've got a spot for you.
Folks who may be helping others with the Medicare and the Medicaid, are there any particular qualifications for that?
You just got to be willing to pass some tests and continue with the training on that. We're really strict about that. You got to stay up to date on the changes of Medicare, mm-hmm. and that changes every year based on different things that Congress says. So, and you just got to lay out options for people and let them make the decisions. So you can't have any ulterior motives whatsoever. We just want, just to lay out options, and you can make a decision, an informed decision. And a lot of times, you know, the government's answer is go to Medicare.gov. It's all right there for you. Plenty of information.
Yeah, really.
Let's go ahead and, you know, decipher it. So we have volunteers that takes about an hour, just walks you through the process. It's a free appointment. And you decide what you want to do. It's not up to the volunteers to decide. I always say, you know what? Literally, we just don't care what you decide. We just want you to make a good decision. We don't get any money from it.
Yeah, great. Wonderful service. Well, this event, Chocolate Classics.
That's, chocolate.
Going to bring revenue to you. It's a, what is this, red carpet theme? What's going
yes,
on?
Yes, it is the Oscars theme this year.
So what does that mean? Do you dress up?
You can dress up. We've got a best dressed contest going on, and we also have a celebrity look-alike contest going on.
Really?
Yes, definitely. You know, I think you might be able to pull off Martin Downey Jr., you think?
I don't know.
That's
great. So,
but
you
yeah,
could be doing the Nicole Kidman thing, I think. You know?
Yeah, because, you know, I need to grow like a foot before I can pull off Nicole Kidman. but, you know, it's a great time to break out your fancy clothes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great thrift stores in town that you can purchase some things at. I know I got my dress from New For You, and it is a dress, Casey. You will not miss me in my dress.
You'd be awkward if you don't want to get that dressed up.
No, we have people that I know there's going to be guys in tuxedos and, you know, women dressed to the 12s because we got to go past 10. And we've got people that will show up in jeans and flip-flops. So everybody's welcome. It's a great environment for any time that you come in. But, you know, how often do we get a chance to really, break out your prom clothes? That would be awesome.
Now, some of the featured treats.
Treats. We've got Cafe Mundo is going to do a chicken mole and another dessert. We've got a chocolate push-up pop. We have got a chocolate
push-up pop.
I know. I just got
is
the
it
name.
Frozen or?
I don't know. You know, it's from Garnet Black, one of his creations. He's at the Chinook Winds now, and I think he's won out of like 8 of 9 years that he's participated. So he's always a great win. Heavyweight. People are looking to take him down. So I was pretty excited about that. But, you know, he always brings his A-plus game. We've got a chocolate jalapeno mousse. We've got some evil brownies. It's really creative. We got somebody who's doing the movie Jenga Unchained. They've got a taco unchained. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work with the chocolate theme. But I just, you know, it's just a fun event. You know, we got some non-chocolate stuff there, too. We've got some Moe's Chowder will be there. We've got Nana's Soda Bread from Nana's Irish Pub. We've got, you know, the cheese and
so
that.
Cleanse the palate.
And we've got vegetables. We will have vegetables there that night because, you know, if you eat vegetables and chocolate, they just counteract each other.
Okay, so it's all this weekend, right?
This weekend, 7 o'clock at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Chocolate Classics, RSVP of Lincoln County, a great program. Tamara Rosser, thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you soon.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.